Indeed you are, he said softly. He rubbed the front of my panties, feeling my swollen, wet lips through the thin material as I continued soaking it with my moisture. He pushed the material into my slit. I trembled, feeling him graze against my clitoris. It felt like I was going to explode, electricity coursing through my veins. We never even heard the other person approaching us. Our insatiable lust made us oblivious to the rest of the world. That feeling would turn out to be short-lived. What the fuck is going on here? The person shouted. We both jerked with fright, squinting into the darkness. We were caught. There was no escaping it, no explaining ourselves out of it. Life, as we knew it, would never be the same again. But let me start from the beginning, only a few weeks prior. Chapter 2, Anal Virgin. My name is Amy Jones. I'm your typical American housewife, with a large house in an affluent area, and an investment banker for a husband. Greg had always provided everything I needed in life. By all accounts, I was living the American dream. That's everybody gone, Greg said, as he shut the big white front door. I glanced up at the clock. It was just after 2 a.m. I could hardly see straight. I'm so drunk, I giggled, holding on to the dining room chair to keep myself from falling over. Do you want to head upstairs? Greg asked, as he made his way to me and wrapped his arms around my waist. Of course I do, I smiled, winking mischievously. Wine always made me insanely horny. The drunker I was, the more I craved sex. I couldn't wait for our guests to leave. The dinner party was a great success, but they all ended up staying longer than expected. Greg followed me upstairs and into our luxuriously large bedroom. Do you want me to suck your cock? I said, biting down on my bottom lip. I know Greg liked it when I did that. It was one of his favorite things, alongside me dressing up in various costumes. He liked the schoolgirl one the best. Definitely, he smiled, unbuckling his belt. I went down onto my knees, almost stumbling as I positioned myself in front of him. I slipped my fingers into the sides of his black pants and jerked it down to his feet, along with his designer underwear. His erection bounced out triumphantly, staring me right in the face. Greg had a longer and thicker than average cock. I wrapped my manicured fingers around his thick shaft. I moved my red lips over his purple mushroom head, tasting his lust in my mouth. He groaned softly as I moved my lips further over his cock, trying to shove his entire length into my mouth. That's so good, he whispered, grabbing a handful of my long blonde hair. He steered my head as I sucked him off, feeling the bulging veins around his throbbing shaft as my lips moved back and forth. I could feel him sliding down my throat as I tried to get more of his length into my mouth. I gagged a little, feeling him slipping further down my throat with each subsequent thrust. Greg tightened his grip on my hair